2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without stopping, I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, so that I'll be filled with joy. When I remember the unpretended faith that is in you, that lived first in your mother, your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also. So I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace that was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but now is made clear by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which reason I also suffer these things. But anyway, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold tightly the form of sound words that you've heard from me, in faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. The good thing that was committed to you, keep by the Holy Ghost that lives in us. This you know, that all of those who are in Asia have turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant to him that he'll find mercy from the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, you know very well.